swimming
mm-hmm.
I guess, and applying the concrete.
Applying the concrete. And in town, if you have a grassy strip between your sidewalk and the street, what do you have a special name for that?
Yeah, I'm calling it parkways.
Parkway?
Several parks?
Uh-huh. I haven't been able to get that term in this area. I have it here, parkway, but I've never been able to hear it. That's
I live up at Palmview, North Carolina.
No?
Well, they built a city there. I don't know how big it is. I didn't spend much time there, but it's conspicuously clean. And the streets are wide enough to allow. They have about a strip as wide as this your thing is wide.
Oh, I see.
It's got grass in there. It's got a well-groomed, long-leaf yellow pine. When they're young and vigorous and beautiful, and over the parkways, as you walk along the sidewalk, you get a certain amount of protection from those people out there that might lose control, you know.
I see.
They might run and bump one of the trees and spill you.
Uh-huh.
But it's beautiful no matter which side from it you look upon, from the street or from the sidewalks, at the distance. It's
that's
beautiful
that's
sight.
That's a parkway.
Park.
Uh-huh.
They call that a parkway, I think.
I see.
Sidewalk park.
How about a ditch by the side of a road?
Ditch?
Uh-huh. Any special name for that or just a ditch?
Sometimes it depends on if it's been worn by a road and they call it a gully.
Uh-huh. You ever hear things like a barrow ditch or borrow ditch, borrow pit, greater ditch? Any of those sound familiar?
Graded?
Greater ditch, borrow pit, borrow ditch.
I don't believe I ever did.
It must not be used here.
That's some sort of a thing down on the creeks, you know, where it catches the overflow and was that a long trench because of the slough? That's a little
Yeah.
Slough?
Mm-hmm. How about a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't hunt or doesn't do anything? What do people around here call that?
Sorry. Nuisance?
Nuisance? You ever hear a sow dog or a
sorry. What is?
Mongrel?
Mongrel? He might be a mongrel. I'd infer he was mixed between the races.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't pure anything. He was a dog.
Mm-hmm. And what was the gentle sound that horses made before you fed them?
Whicker?
Which did you use?
William? Whicker?
You use both terms when you
do? I mean the same thing. I do.
And a chicken bone that looks like this.
Wishbone?
All right. You ever call it
lucky
a
bone?
Lucky bone. You ever call it a pulley bone?
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone.
That's the other word I'm trying to think of. Pulley bone.
But today you use wishbone.
They call it wishbone today, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But in my day they call it pulley bone.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called lucky bone. You know how that works, don't you? You can cross the table and give your friend the other end of the fork, you know, and you pull. If it breaks up below the joint there, where it's joined together, and you get that piece, you're the winner.
I see.
So you're going to think it's straight down there, you lose.
What happens if you're a winner?
Well, I don't know, you get whatever they bitch about, you know.
I see.
It's the same as a raffle, you know.
Would you tell me about different things that were made out of cornmeal, different kinds of bread and different types of things that you make out of cornmeal?
I'll tell you about something down here that you probably don't know anything about in your country. Southern sweet bread.
No.
You use the meal of corn, eggs, milk, rye. And sweetening is divided about equally between those sugar cane syrup and refined